Hello.
Hi, this is customer support calling you back. Speaking with Tasia. How may I help you today?
You called me back from customer support for what? For the for Total Access?
From the what?
For what company are you calling?
Oh, well, this is a call center, sir, so we handle over 100 different companies' accounts.
Okay, I'm just surprised. You called me from the Netherlands?
I can check.
Hello?
Sir, I can check which account, which company you're associated with. May I please ask for your zip code?
My zip code is 92553.
First name?
Charles
Lewis.
Lewis, right.
Okay, I found an account with that name. May you please confirm your shipping address? Make sure I'm on the right account.
Yeah, 25251 Alessandro Boulevard, apartment 111. That's in Moreno Valley, California, 92553.
Yes, sir. How may I help you today? Looks like today you're calling in about the earbuds.
I'm calling in to see where my refund is. I'm supposed to be refunded.
Okay, for those earbuds, if you want a refund, you will have to ship those back.
I'm calling because I got. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
I got a call. Hang on 1 second. Someone debited, my account was debited for $79.99, like almost $80. I called and they told me that my money would be refunded. That was on 2/3.
Yes, I'm looking.
I'm yet to see my money be refunded.
Okay, so the charge that you got was because the earbuds that you bought for $5.99 was now the trial ended, and that's why you were charged $79 because that's the retail price of that, and that's the trial ending. But the only way that you could get a refund is if you turn those AirPods back in and they'll refund you everything on this account.
So why did they give me a cancellation confirmation number and
Yes, because
told
they
me that the
canceled.
money would be?
So basically, the last agent you talked to, sir, I'm just going to keep it real with you, sir. They just canceled out the account. So basically, they canceled out the account so that you will not like be charged or shipped anything else, but they didn't refund you because they couldn't refund you unless you return it back. Like I'm looking here at the because like when someone do changes to an account, right? It states here on the history, like the activity history, everything they done, and like the only thing they ever did was cancel your account, which push cancel account.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And when you cancel an account, it's not like refunding or anything. It's just preventing any more charges in the future.
Okay.
But now, sir, if you want a full refund, you can send those earbuds back, and you can get everything you ever paid for back to you.
Yeah, I would love to do it because I've never used them.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you go ahead.
You want to send me that information to my email address where I can return it to?
Okay, well, this is a call center, sir, so I'm not able to have, I don't even have your information, like email or whatever, but what I can do is issue that over the phone.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
That's good.
All right. So first I'm going to do, first thing I'm going to do is issue an RMA number, which is a return merchandise authorization number, so you could be able to send those back, okay?
Okay.
So the number is 254, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, 7, C as in Charlie, 17180.
Okay.
Yes. So you put that number. Oh, one moment. Okay, that RMA number did not work. I'm going to give you a new one because I tried to issue that one and the page didn't refresh. Okay, so scratch that. I'm giving you a new RMA number.
Okay.
Okay, so the new one is A as in Apple, B as in Boy, 8, C as in Charlie, 9, F as in Frank, 2, F as in Frank, F as in Frank again, 4, A as in Apple.
Can I repeat that back to you?
Yes.
Okay, I have AB8 Charlie, 9 Frank, 2, Frank, 44 Apple. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
And now I'm going to give you the return address. Okay, hold one moment, sir. I'm going to look at the refund protocol and actually see, do you have to return it back?
Okay.
Okay, no, sir. So basically, I just read the protocol, and I can go ahead and just refund you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So you wouldn't have to return it.
Okay.
Yes. Hold one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a Google Doc so the company knows to fully refund you, okay?
Okay.
Yes. Because I tried to do it on my own, but it wouldn't let me, so I'm going to let the company do it itself. Okay, I am now done. So I'm gonna send this to the company. So in I would say 3 to 5 business days, you should see a refund.
Wow. Okay. I heard that the last time. So.
Yes. But like I told you last time, that person didn't do anything.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay. So I just need to I guess just kick back and be patient, yeah?
Yes, sir. I made sure that I did it this time, sir. I sent the whole Google Doc to the whole company. That last agent that you talked to, I'm sorry for that inconvenience that you had to go through with that last agent, but all they did was just cancel out the account for you. So that's why they gave you the confirmation number.
Okay. Do I have a confirmation number again this time
So the company will contact you. They will email you.
Okay.
Process the refund, because I try to do it through the website. Well, not the website, through the account, and it wouldn't let me. So that's why I contacted the company and actually emailed them and told them to refund you $79.99. So,
okay.
Yeah, so
and
you
I
should
can,
see an email.
I can expect an email from what is the company name or the company email address? Do you know?
Yes. So the company email address is support@discountearbuds.com.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. And like I was saying when you first called me, your phone number popped up saying that you were in the Netherlands. Are you in the Netherlands?
No, sir. Not at all. This is a call center, so I'm probably sure it probably did say that. But, sir, I'm down south.
Okay. Okay. I'm just curious. That's all.
Oh,
okay.
No problem, sir. My name?
What's your Uh-huh.
My name is Tasia.
Tasia?
Yes.
How do I spell that?
T-A-E-J-A.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Tasia. Beautiful.
Thanks, you.
Thanks, Tasia.
Well, no problem.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.